Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that our new friend, Chris McChesney, is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Chris is he's the global practice leader of execution for Franklin Covey. You know that great organization. I've known about them for a long time. He's one of the primary developers of the program they call the Four Disciplines of Execution, which is the title of the book I'm looking at right here. And he's been doing this now for more than a decade, and has been contributing a great deal to the great work that they do there at Franklin Covey. Chris McChesney, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. I love the introduction that you gave a few minutes ago, and what you said about small business and about this country. It was very inspiring, and I got to tell you, I grew up in a small business. My father ran a residential construction company.
Good for him.
Little, you know, 4 or 5 person operation.
Yeah.
And that was an amazing experience to just grow up in a business.
Well, you know, as you know, I said, in my opinion, what's good for small business is good for America. And what's good for America is good for the world. And that's, to me, that's part of American exceptionalism that we should not be ashamed of. We should be proud of that. What do you think?
Well, I tell you, it's absolutely true, and it's the heart of the economy. I knew growing up in a small business that I was overhead. I wasn't sure what that was. I'm pretty sure it wasn't a good thing.
That's funny.
You don't take much for granted,
right? You keep yourself in the proper perspective when you grow up in the family of a small business. That's for sure. Hey, listen, let's talk about execution, because my audience knows that basically small business owners execute every day. It's the thing that helps them keep their doors open. Your dad did it. I'm doing it, and millions of small business owners are doing it everywhere. They are executing. Usually I have to slow them down a little bit and try to get them to do a little strategy, sort of focus on thinking about where they're going before they try to go there. But your book is all about execution, but it's about being disciplined. Execution with discipline, and you've identified 4 of them. Talk to us about the first one.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, let me go back to just a second about that sort of the execution of the small business owner. One of the things when we use the word execution, there's a little bit of a difference, and I think this relates to what you're saying about strategy. There's a little bit of a difference between executing in terms of just keeping the business running,
mm-hmm.
right? We call that the whirlwind.
The whirlwind, exactly. And you know what? Nobody's ever heard anybody say that on the show before, but every small business owner knows what you mean.
Exactly, right? It's everything you have to do just to keep the operation running. And that's one form of execution. But the other form of execution is, are we actually executing the strategy?
Mm-hmm.
And there are disciplines associated with that,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, the business will just act on you. But you have to act on strategy, and that's really what this book is about, is it's sort of the basic guidelines to say, look, if we're going to move this business forward,
mm-hmm.
there are some tried and true principles. We call them discipline.
Right. And I like the way that you're focusing execution, focusing the disciplines on execution, because you're exactly right. We've got to find a way to slow down enough to not be just responding to every knee-jerk thing that happens. And there are plenty of those things in the whirlwind. I agree with you. So what's the first thing we should think about?
Yeah, it's basically getting our heads around, okay, if everything in our business just holds, if I'm able to just keep this thing breathing, what's the one thing we really want to improve? Because you can't significantly improve everything all at
mm-hmm.
once, and yet that's the big trap. We call this the focus trap. And being able to just say, okay, if everything holds, right, if we can sustain cash flow, if we can keep our inventory level,
mm-hmm.
right, what's the one thing, and it's new business acquisition, or it's not turning over clients,
right.
or it's improving our quality. But that's a
it might be it might be as simple it might be as simple as getting one employee some training.
Yeah, yeah. Are we gonna right? We've got yeah. So Mary works the front end, and until we get her trained better, we're not gonna
right.
get better on
it. Could be that
exactly.
It could be that much of a baby step, right?
Yep, you got yeah. it. So that's right. the first discipline, and not just picking it, but putting it in the form of a finish line. Say we're gonna move it. Put it in the form of a metric. These four disciplines really come together to create something that feels like a game.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that if it doesn't feel like a game, we're not doing it right.
Well, isn't it? Shouldn't that first thing also be something that can contribute to the next thing, so that you build
yeah.
momentum? You build, and you talk about in your book. You talk about momentum. Isn't it something that if in other words, as we profile this first thing or second thing that we do, everything we do should contribute a little bit to the next thing, right?
One of the ways we look at it is that. If you define that one thing and you say it's you know we're turning over too many clients,
mm-hmm.
and we put it in the form of a finish line, and then all the disciplines 2, 3, and 4 wrap around that thing. At one point, that's going to become that doesn't have to be the what we call the wildly important goal anymore because we're doing it,
mm-hmm.
and it becomes it's sort of that's the way we operate now, and so that now becomes part of the way the business runs, and we go to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the next thing is organic growth. We're going to really focus on organic growth. And so what we see is that we use this metaphor, land one plane at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And really good business operators, we didn't invent these principles. They're out there. The really good business operator doesn't attack everything all at once. They land one plane at a time. They'll sustain everything, but they really focus on one thing.
Well, I like what you're saying because... if a small business owner has 10 things, I'm going to call them alligators. A whirlwind.
Yeah.
A whirlwind is a little more benign than an alligator is. You know what I mean?
We'll go with alligators.
Yeah.
You got
but
it.
But you got 10 alligators biting on you. You
yep.
got to find a way to let one of them chew a little while, in order to take a little more time. On this one thing you're talking about, this first thing that we're going to do, and it might be a little painful to let something go, right? I mean,
you're explaining this so perfectly. Yep.
Go ahead.
And a lot of people psychologically can't get there.
Yeah.
Just to say,
because they
you know
can't
what?
Leave, they we can't do. Let it go. Can they? Can't stop.
Nope.
They can't say, okay, alligator, give it your best shot, but I'm not going to pay attention to you right now. I'm going to take this day or this week, and I'm going to focus on this, because if I can fix that, you go away, alligator.
Yep.
The Four Disciplines of Execution, folks, is the book. And Chris McChesney is our guest and one of the co-authors, along with Sean Covey and Jim Hewling. 20 after. We're going to be right back. We got more of this to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.